Again, we're rolling. Hey, we are here at the 2017 ACUC, and we have a hero in the midst. No, we're just congratulations on James Skank is here from Penn Fed for Creighton, and you are Creighton CUNA's Hero of the Year. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Really, I'm here to say thank you to the entire industry. Mm-hmm. As I said today, I do not accept this award on behalf of myself nor PenFed. I accept it on behalf of the nearly 90,000 credit union board members, the volunteers who give more than themselves than they ever ask in return, and nearly 300,000 credit union employees who work each and every day to make the lives of others in their community mm-hmm. better.
Yeah, I mean, what does it mean for your credit and all the work that you guys do? I mean, you guys do a tremendous work. I'm not just helping members out, but you guys have the foundation. You're like an octopus. You have so many tentacles out there doing some fantastic work.
That is the whole purpose of the credit union industry.
I know.
People helping people. I have 2,500 employees. We wake up every day energized. How do we stream more value to the members within our community today mm-hmm. than we did yesterday? Mm-hmm. And that's what I asked the attendees today is, I'll go back and do what I do well, is lead others to help others do better in our communities. Mm-hmm. And all I ask them is to promise me they're going to go back into their communities and lift others up as well.
Right. It's infectious in a good way.
Absolutely. Certainly. It's very circular. When the community does well, businesses do well. Mm-hmm. And when the businesses do well, they should be giving back to the community each day. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud. In the credit union industry, we give back to the communities because we want to, not because we have to.
Right, exactly. Can you share just a couple of things that you guys have done over the last couple of years?
Absolutely.
I mean, tremendous work.
Absolutely. Recently, just had our recent Night of Heroes Gala. We mm-hmm. brought together over 200 corporate partners, 800 attendees. Mm-hmm. We raised nearly $1.5 million. That goes back to our foundation programs. We are constantly striving so medical emergencies for injured, ill service members mm-hmm. don't become financial emergencies
as
well.
Right.
And unfortunately, we support a lot of service members in the defense space. Mm-hmm. And there's this thing called payday lending, which truly takes advantage of some of our national heroes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we try to break the cycle by giving a $500 interest-free loan so they can pay off the payday lender and get out of the cycle of debt.
That is a horribly vicious cycle. And so it's really cool that you guys are doing something like that. And there's probably a lot of other credit unions doing something similar out there. So it's kind of, and again, infectious in a
good
way.
Nearly 6,000 credit unions, and I like to believe each and every credit union finds the way to make their members do better. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so we just try to set the example for our community, mm-hmm. but we try to encourage others to do the same thing mm-hmm. within their communities.
Can you talk about your foundation a little bit?
Absolutely. The PenFed Foundation has been around since 2001. Mm-hmm. We have several major programs. One is Military Heroes. Mm-hmm. These are the men and women who are injured in combat. Mm-hmm. When they have financial emergencies, we step up and write a check mm-hmm. to help break this cycle of some of the problems they have, some of the bills they need for a modified car, modified house. We also do this thing called ARC, and that is our $500 interest-free grant around our military bases mm-hmm. so they can break the cycle with payday lenders. Mm-hmm. We have a Dream Makers program for those who have served in combat in either Afghanistan or Iraq. We give them a 3-for-1 match for a down payment so they have equity in their home. Mm-hmm. And most recently, in your neck of the woods, we donated a $17 million public-private partnership, a hotel, that provides over 40,000 free bed nights a year. So service members receiving outpatient medical treatment have a place to stay for free. Have you ever stayed in a Palo Alto community?
I have not.
It's like a month's pay to stay for one night, okay? We're talking
$300
for like a one-star hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we built a hotel. We donated it to the Veterans Administration. They provide the labor and the upkeep, but all service members from all wars stay for free when they're receiving outpatient treatment. We're very proud of our foundation efforts.
Yeah, I would think so. My goodness. Wow. That's really cool. I mean, I'm like speechless about that type of work because, I mean, again, that's stuff that ordinarily organizations don't do, but
Absolutely.
You guys are really stepping up and doing
it's
that
hundreds
stuff.
Of corporate partners behind a noble cause mm-hmm. doing things to raise money to help others.
Yeah, no doubt.
And not only through our foundation, PenFed, we've made a deal with our board and we have the commitment of our board. We give back 2% of the previous year's net income to those in need. Mm-hmm. So at DC Habitat for Humanity, for example, mm-hmm. in our local area, mm-hmm. we have not only the money we give, $100,000 a year, we have labor to build a house, 3 or 4 bedroom house, mm-hmm. and we donate it back to a needy soldier. That usually it's a single mom, unfortunately, 2 or 3 kids, mm-hmm. and it helps them get ahead. Mm-hmm. So we do projects like that throughout all the communities we serve, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah, no doubt. No, and it's like you said, it's this whole team that you have built over there at PenFed that are doing all this great stuff. What's next? What do you got? Do you guys have anything else in the works next that you want to kind of give us the inside scoop on?
We're now at Miramar in your neck of the woods.
We're
very excited about sponsoring one of the big galas and balls in that community. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to go to Texas and sponsor two back-to-back balls, a Medal of Honor ball and the Air Foundation ball to help give back to our defense community. But we're in a lot of communities. We're up in Omaha, Nebraska, Offutt Air Force Base, giving back to their airmen's funds. But wherever we can raise money and give it back, where it directly impacts the program. At PenFed, we're very proud of our foundation because PenFed covers the overhead and the labor, so the money we raise directly goes to program. We hate leakage. We like to say we wash both sides of our pennies before we spend them, and we think donors are very proud of that.
Fantastic. Last question for you, because I know you got to scoot and got a lot of stuff to do. What's your outlook on the industry right now? Switching gears just a little bit, what's the outlook for the rest of 2017 based on what's happened so far?
Very positive. So if you look at interest rates in America, you know, 215 to 225, 10-year treasury, mortgage lending is going to remain very strong. We do see auto lending remaining very strong. We're very proud of the PenFed Power Card, 2% cash back on all purchases. That is remaining very strong. We see a lot of deposits flowing in. So we think if we look at our nearly 6,000 credit unions, we see it's going to be a growth year in terms of membership. Because at the end of the day, every credit union is 100 times better than a bank.
No doubt.
We are here to provide value back to the members, not back to the shareholder. Our shareholders are our members. And we're very proud that we have the right industry structure to give back. Looking over the hill, unfortunately, some of the smaller credit unions, the cost of compliance and the cost of regulation today is excessive. What we're all working towards as an industry, that the pendulum did overswing after 2009, that there's fair regulation, but a $40 million credit union, $120 million credit union trying to keep track of 20,000 regulations. Sometimes I joke with my staff. I have the fastest growing law firm and compliance shop on the East Coast just to comply with all the regulations. We need regulations, don't get me wrong, but we need fair regulations that are not overly excessive. That's all we ask.
Do you, I'm glad you brought that up, do you like help out smaller credit unions? Does PenFed or even
we
some
do.
Of the larger credit unions?
We do help out smaller credit unions through loan participations and deposit participation. We let a lot of credit unions deposit with us, institutional deposits. And we also loan, do participations to a lot of credit unions. If a credit union is only 50 or 60% loaned out, it really has a direct impact on their earnings, and they can't reinvest in their infrastructure. They can't reinvest. They can't even paint the walls sometimes. So by doing participations with a lot of credit unions, we get their loan to share up, we keep them safe and sound, and they're viable. So that's how we like to approach it.
Very cool. Great message to end on. James, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule.
Thanks for what you do on behalf of the industry.
Welcome.
I love this industry, as you know.
I think it comes through
thank you very
loud
much.
And clear. Thanks, James.
Have
congrats
a great
again.
Day.
You
enjoy
too.
The event.
Thanks.